This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat?
We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Finalists across 18 categories have been announced for the 2023 Victorian Sports Awards, an event that recognises and celebrates the achievements of our homegrown sporting heroes at both a grassroots and a high-performance level. And the Nillimbik Rainbow Golf Cup, which was held in February as part of the Midsummer Festival, is one of the finalists, and Julie Williams is the co-founder of the Melbourne Rainbow Golfers. Julie, welcome to Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. So exciting to be nominated in this, well, prestigious award show.
I know. Congratulations. But I've got to ask you something first about golf. Is it the most fashionable of all the sports in terms of clothing?
Oh, absolutely. And if anyone wants to come to any of our events, which I'm sure we'll talk about during this, yes, outfits are a very important part of it.
So who are the Melbourne Rainbow Golfers?
Basically, Jack Hendy and I started about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was basically the idea was to get together a safe and inclusive place where people could play, rainbow golfers could play golf together. And so we've had it running since then, but we have a monthly event, and then we have once a year our big glamour event, which is the Rainbow Cup.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I don't know a lot about golf. I've actually never played it, to be honest with you, but you don't have to catch a ball, so... Is it less scary than, I suppose, some of the other sports if you're not really comfortable with sport, and therefore it's actually a good option to get into sport if you want to give it a go?
Golf's an interesting game because it's even though you're walking around hitting a ball, it's very much a mental game as well. Mm. But the whole thing about the way we play what's called an Ambrose format, which is a really easy way to play, and it means everyone gets a fair go. So it makes it very inclusive and really good for beginners if they come and play with us.
So how would you get involved if a beginner did want to give it a go?
Yeah, so if you want to play with the Rainbow Golfers, we have social media. You can check us out, Melbourne Rainbow Golfers. It'll say when our monthly event is, which is usually on the last Sunday of each month at Northcote. It does change a bit depending on, like, Easter and so forth, what thing. And you can come along. And like I said, we play Ambrose format. We put it in groups where we have all levels. We can get your gear to start. And there's usually people on hand to help beginners as well, so...
Julie, what happens if you're on there and I'm like Mr. Bean and, we're on the expensive turf and I accidentally, bang, there's a hole in it. Do you get into trouble?
We play at Royal Northcote, and it's called Royal for the very reason that it's so not royal. So I think a few divots won't hurt. No, you can come along and have a go, and no one will be... No, it's like any sport. You've got to start at the bottom and work your way up. So we're very understanding of people... who are just starting, and we love beginners to come along and get into golf. And indeed, we've had people that the first time they ever played golf was at our Rainbow Cup, and now, have all the golf gear and come to every month's event. So, it's an addictive sport once you get into it.
We're chatting with Julie Williams, co-founder of the Melbourne Rainbow Golfers. Now, Julie, let's talk about the Nillimbik Rainbow Golf Cup. How did that go?
It went fantastic. So we started 3 years ago. The first one we had at Northcote, and then Nillimbik approached us to have the event there. And can I just say kudos to April Wilson and her crew at the council, who've been absolutely fantastic and supportive throughout the last 2.5 years, and also the people out at Yarrumbat Golf Course who host the event for us, so Matt and his team. It's a real team effort to put this on, but April as our fearless leader for this has just been fantastic. And can't give enough credit to them and all the team for working on this.
Let's talk about the being a finalist for the Victorian Sports Award. You excited?
Oh, absolutely. We get to go to the big glamorous event at Marvel Stadium, have to get out the good duds for that and go along, and hopefully we'll win. And I just think it's fantastic that an event born out of being part of Midsummer, but about sport and inclusion. It's a cross-generational sport too, golf. So, a real gamut of people included. So to be awarded this has been fantastic.
Julie, when I was looking at the list of people that we're talking to today and the subjects we're talking about, and I saw this and I thought, you know what, I reckon I want to give golf a go. There's just something in me saying, let's give it a go. So if we do, tell us, what do we need to do again?
Well, you look at the Melbourne Rainbow Golfers social page, so to look to, on Facebook or Insta, see when the next event is. You can actually register on that. You can come along on the day. If you need gear, like clubs or anything, you can actually tell us that and we'll make sure it's ready for you, and we'll have someone who can help you on the day on your first round.
Sounds fantastic. Is that someone wanting you, the little animal barking, saying, hey, Mum, don't lock me outside?
That's my neighbour's dog that barks day and night. It's a long story. Don't get me started.
Okay, we won't get started on that. Julie, great to chat with you. Congratulations again on the nomination for the award. We'll all be watching and hopefully you'll win.
Yeah, hopefully we win too. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Julie Williams, co-founder of the Melbourne Rainbow Golfers, one of the finalists of this year's Victorian Sports Awards.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.